USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, House managers focused on the first article of impeachment, abuse of power. Democrats say the Constitution requires the president's removal.
Nobody is entitled to wield power under the Constitution if they ignore the, or betray the nation's interests to advance their own.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler argues the president chose to put pressure on Ukraine to announce an investigation of his political rival, Joe Biden.
He poses a continuing threat to our nation, to the integrity of our elections, to our democratic order. He must not remain in power one moment longer.
The House managers have all of Friday to continue making their case before the president's attorneys get equal time. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 26, the S&P up 4, and the NASDAQ up 19. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Some veteran groups are taking issue with President Trump's characterizations about the extent of injuries suffered by U.S. troops in an Iranian missile attack at some bases in Iraq earlier this month.
I heard that they had headaches and a couple of other things, but I would say, and I can report, it is not very serious.
Initially, the Pentagon and the president said no Americans had been harmed. But last week, military officials confirmed 11 service members did have to be evacuated because of concussions. Several others may have also been injured. The head of the disabled Americans saying that the commander-in-chief is, quote, out of touch regarding the seriousness of those injuries. An arrest warrant has been issued for former NFL star Antonio Brown for an alleged altercation a few days ago between Brown and a moving truck driver near his home in Miami. The trainer for Brown was arrested as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The National Retail Federation reports Americans will be spending a record $17.2 billion on the Super Bowl this year. USA's John Clemens has more.
As the 49ers prepare to face the Chiefs for the Super Bowl in Miami, the National Retail Federation reports the strongest sales figures of nearly 194 million adults spending an average $88.65. I spoke to Catherine Cullen at the National Retail Federation in Washington.
While most consumers are planning to buy some food and beverages, you know, whether they're planning to attend a Super Bowl party or throw one themselves, you know, drinks and entertainment are a big part of this event. But about 11% say they will buy team apparel or accessories, decorations, or, you know, a new furniture set to watch the game from.
I'm John Clemens.
The virus outbreak in China has gotten worse, with the death toll now up to at least 25 and more than 800 people sickened. There's now a second suspect case in the United States, a Texas A&M student who recently returned from China. In Wuhan, China, where the first virus emerged, police barricaded roads, blocked access to trains, and patrolled the airport as the city shut down in an effort to contain the virus. Chinese authorities are ordering similar shutdowns in the nearby cities of Guangdong and Erzhou, affecting nearly 20 million people. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.